Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And I have a room full of very important people here. In fact, I think I should leave, you guys. I'll just step out. You guys, I think it's totally...
It wouldn't be the same without you, Renee.
You're so sweet. We are talking all things Garden of the Gods today. And joining us, President of the Garden of the Gods Foundation, former council member Jan Martin. Hello, Jan.
Hey, Renee.
So good to see
you. It's always good to see you.
And President of Friends of Garden of the Gods, former council member Scott Henty is here. Scott, great to see you.
Thanks, Renee. Appreciate you having us here today.
Thanks for coming in. And with Friends of Garden of the Gods and all things knower of Earth Day and all events at Garden of the Gods, Jane Gasco is here. Jane, great to see you.
Great to be here.
You are, yes. You know, Jane, we're going to talk about the Earth Day because it's one of the biggest celebrations at Garden of the Gods Park. But I mean, the events, and I mean that you help coordinate too. It's just a lot that goes on there, isn't there?
Oh, a lot. And it's a fun, it's a free family day.
Yeah. And it's going to be huge. And we're going to get into details because we're going to talk about the extra parking. We're going to talk about the shuttles. We're going to talk about the Mortarless Morning that morning. So much to talk about. But first, let's give everybody a little bit of history about Garden of the Gods, that beautiful, y'all know, on the west side off of 30th Street, this gorgeous park with, what did they say, over 1 million visitors alone last year? Was that right?
Ooh. Oh, let me tell you. The latest count was 5.8 million
last
visitors.
Year.
Yes.
And 5.8 million.
It's quite remarkable. It's the busiest park in the state and one of the busiest parks in the nation.
That's incredible. And now it is a national park, right? Is it on the national? No. Okay.
It's a historical landmark park, but it's not like a national historic park.
No, it's owned by the city of Colorado Springs.
Right.
And it's free. As a matter of fact, it was really kind of an unusual thing. We had, during the government shutdown earlier this year, we actually had people show up and say, can they help in the park pick up trash because they knew the federal government wasn't helping. And we said, the federal government never helps. This is a city park.
Well, and let's talk about the history of the park for those that don't know, because it really is fascinating. The land was owned by, remind me of his name.
Perkins family.
Mm-hmm. And then they decided that land would be given to the city, correct?
Yes.
To maintain and always be free to everyone.
That is right? Exactly right. And the year was 1909, and we actually have a copy of the original resolution at the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center that people can see, where the park was given to the city of Colorado Springs.
And it's incredible. And how many acres is the park in total? Do you guys know off the top of your head? It's huge.
Today, it's 1,340 acres. But at that time, only 480 acres were given to us.
Really? So then how did the expansion start happening over the years?
Just
as bits and
pieces became available, the city continued to accumulate additional acreage close and around by the park. Rockledge Ranch is a good example. I grew up here, and I remember when the Vroman family actually owned that property.
Wow.
I used to go swimming up there with their girls in the summertime, and the city actually eventually purchased that property from the family.
Well, and it makes sense. Rockledge Ranch next to Garden of the Gods,
right?
That they are together. It makes total sense,
right?
Right. And then over the years, again, expanding, and again, the main goal, keeping it free and open to the public at all times, right?
That's right.
That's
a blessing and a curse, because with 5.8 million visitors, the maintenance on the park is pretty significant. So it costs money to take care of the park. And with not being able to charge for entrance to the park, it does make it a little difficult for the city. But that's where the Garden of the Gods Foundation has come in, and we've been able to help with that.
Jan, you are so smart. That's where I was going to go. So the Garden of the Gods Foundation does help raise money, correct? Funds to help maintain the park and keep it free.
The Garden of the Gods Foundation actually owns the Visitor and Nature Center, and all the proceeds that come through the Visitor and Nature Center go to the Garden of the Gods Foundation, and then we contribute all those funds back to the city, the Parks and Rec Department, in order to maintain the park.
And then how does Friends of Garden of the Gods kind of play a role in all of this?
Well, you know, a lot of the parks in Colorado Springs have friends organizations, and obviously we're one of those with the garden. And what we do is we are a separate organization, we're a separate 501c3, and we also raise money through grants, through contributions, through members' dues, things like that. And we also participate in activities and improvements to the garden. We have a longstanding relationship with the Rocky Mountain Field Institute for work on our trails.
Yeah.
We also contribute to other items in the park. Matter of fact, we just spent over $20,000 putting permanent picnic tables in some of the picnic areas in there. We've just spent a fair amount of money on a new archaeology and geology trail in the garden. So we advocate for the garden, too. So we raise money in addition to what the foundation does. So really, we have a blessing that a lot of the parks in this town doesn't have, is we have two separate organizations right. that actually work towards the betterment of the garden. And because Jan and I have known each other for a long time, we've served on council together, we have a great working relationship. So we think we have a great relationship between both the foundation and the Friends of Garden of the Gods.
Well, and it's neat that you have both of the organizations looking out for the park. And are there exactly. volunteer opportunities for both the Friends of Garden of the Gods and the foundation?
The Friends are really the volunteer group for okay. the garden. So the foundation focuses on the Visitor Nature Center.
Yeah. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, yes, there have been some changes at the park over the last year. We'll touch on that. And big improvement coming. I know it has to do with restrooms, but it's a big improvement, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that and a lot more coming up with Jan, Scott, and Jane on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking all things Garden of the Gods and the huge upcoming 22nd annual Earth Day celebration, which is happening April 20th. We'll get all the details on. Joining us from the Friends of Garden of the Gods, President Scott Henty is here. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Renee.
Jane Gasco is here, Friends of Garden of the Gods. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Renee.
And President of the Garden of the Gods Foundation, Jan Martin, is here. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Renee.
Thank you all so much for coming in. And we were talking before and during the break. We have seen a lot of changes at the park. A lot of them have been necessary, like very necessary. Including we had to put gates up at night, right? Because there was some stuff going on in the park overnight that we didn't want, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was some vandalism that was occurring in the park, and the police worked with us, and they looked at it and said, you know, we just think a lot of it can be prevented if we can just limit the traffic in the park in the evening and the nighttime hours. And so they put the gates in. None of us were really happy about having to do that, but, you know, it's kind of a fact of life. But it seems to have made a big difference and seems to have really cut down on the vandalism.
So already starting to see the changes after putting the gates up at night.
Every report we've gotten from the people that patrol the park that it's made a significant difference.
That's fantastic.
And there's been very few complaints.
Right.
I think people understood the need for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And some other changes that happened last year, which, you know, living over by Garden of the Gods, love seeing it. And, you know, sometimes even trying to drive into the park, you guys know, again, 5.8 million apparently visitors last year. That's huge. That's a lot of people. The traffic was getting a little crazy, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Heading into the park. So to preserve the park, maintain people's sanity, a parking lot was created, right? And a shuttle service. Tell us about the process for that.
We did a traffic study last year with a national company that came in who does this for a lot of parks, because a lot of parks are being, you know, loved to death across the country. And they took a look at our traffic issues and came back with some recommendations. And one of them was to add additional parking, because parking is a real problem. And if you can park people, you can get them out of their car so they can walk on in. And so we added some additional parking at Rockledge Ranch last year, which
right.
seemed to really make a difference. It was seemed to the perfect amount of spaces. I think it's what, 400?
About 400.
Right around 400 spaces. And it just seemed to really help ease some of the traffic issues that we've had.
Now, is there thoughts about maybe putting other parking lots around the park on the other sides, or is that was the main entrance where people love going in was the biggest focus?
Not a lot of it, because, you know, remember that parking lot is adjacent to what we have. We call it our dog walking park, where you can
yeah.
let your dogs run leash free, and so that's greatly desired by our community because they didn't want to see that impinged on anymore.
Right.
And so one of the things that parking lot is actually, you always have these side benefits you look at, and the dog lovers actually like that park because they can park right there, get out of the car, and start walking their dogs right in the park.
Which is
but we
great.
Didn't want to interfere in that area anymore with additional parking. So we really want to see, we want to keep it right at the size it is and then see how that works over a couple of years.
And also the first thing besides the parking was the adding the shuttle, right, to so folks can get picked up at that parking lot off of 30th main
That's right.
entrance, and then it takes them all the way into the park to the main area. Is that right?
It actually makes a loop, and it takes them from the Rock Ledge up to the Visitor Nature Center, where they pick up more people, and then into the park. And it takes them just to the entrance to the park. So there's a big loop there right on the Gateway Road as you drive in, that the shuttle runs about every 10 minutes. And I'd like to tell the story. I was there the morning we ran the first shuttle. Started at 9 o'clock that morning, and I was there just to watch and see what people thought and how they reacted. And I tell you, Renee, it was as if we had always had shuttles. There was a line of people there
just waiting
to get on, and they just got on, filled the shuttle, and were taken right into the park. So it's been very successful also.
That's fantastic.
And it has been successful. And matter of fact, there are so many people that come to the park that are not from Colorado Springs, not even from Colorado.
Right.
And like Jan, I was there the first day we had it open too. I was there in the afternoon. And we had people there from foreign countries. They'd come up and we just answer questions for them. And we explained, you know, that the shuttle was a new thing. We were going to try it. And it did not seem to affect them at all.
They were like, oh, great.
Yeah, we're great. We see this a lot at other parks around the country. Around the world, we see this type of thing. So it didn't affect them at all. Matter of fact, they kind of liked the ability to be able to park, get out of their car, and just jump on the shuttle.
That's great. Yeah, and again, I mean, sometimes I'm like, I just park and ride in. It'd be great. I love it. And I didn't honestly know that the area was dedicated to dogs, so me and my dogs might have to go hang out.
Down by Rockledge.
Yeah, you
bet. Well, you know, the other thing that we've done with the shuttle through the Garden of the Gods Foundation, a partnership with the foundation and the city, is we have made it free.
Yeah, the shuttles are free, right?
Which is really nice, because people can jump on and jump off without incurring a charge.
Well, and another thing that was started, which will happen on Earth Day, which Jane is going to give us all the details about coming up, but another thing that was, I think it was the first year last year, was the motorless morning, right? I cannot talk this morning. Motorless mornings. That was a new thing that the park tried doing, right? Where you and you walk in, or is it even shuttle in, or you just park and walk
in? No, we did have shuttles last time, but we've decided, other than for handicap accessible people, that there would be no shuttle this year going into the park on motorless morning.
Okay.
So it's, I tell you, it's an experience you can't even imagine, to be in the park with no cars, lines of cars running through.
Right.
And just the silence, the sounds of nature is what struck me so much when I was there the first morning.
And folks are loving the motorless morning?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, you can go in the park and not have to worry about cars. You can jog, you can bicycle, you can roller skate, you can do whatever you want, because you don't have to worry about the traffic in there, and it's just a way to enjoy it. And, you know, you go to other large parks in the nation. Central Park in New York is a good example, where they have times during the day where they don't allow cars in the park.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is, and it almost becomes a community event. You see everybody's out there just enjoying it in different ways, and you get to experience a little bit of that now when we do these mornings.
Yeah, it's great. And how many mornings for the first year did you guys remember
this
you
is,
did?
This is our third one. So we did two last year. This is our first one this year. And we'll probably try to do them quarterly. We obviously won't do it through the busy months, from May through September.
Right.
So that limits us a little bit. But
And are you guys expecting, number-wise, because now we are talking about counters, you have counters, right, mm-hmm. to track cars and people at the visitor center and in the park. Are you expecting an increase this year even from the 5.8 million last year?
It's hard to know. At the visitor center, where we track our visitation, we've remained steady the last couple years at about 1.2 million visitors at the visitor center. So I'm not sure.
We'll
see.
It was 3 years ago that TripAdvisor listed us the number one public park in the U.S.
Wow.
And number two in the world.
Which is incredible.
So our visitors have greatly increased. So if you figure 5.8 million visitors through this park, that's a lot more per square mile than a national park.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk, before we have to go to a news break, there is big doings happening at the park, and it has to do with potties.
So to speak.
Yeah.
If we want to improve the visitor experience in the Garden of the Gods Park, the number one thing we could do was build new restrooms.
Was that what you were hearing from everybody?
We had, up by the main parking lot, we had four potties.
Mm-hmm.
Potties for 5.8 million people.
There were no lines or anything there. None at all. None.
Always.
And so are they starting to work on those? Like, is construction beginning on the...
For the very first one, we had our groundbreaking last week. And so there's going to be a total, I think, of four bathrooms located throughout the park.
Throughout the entire park.
Throughout the entire park.
That's
great. And the main one that Jan talked about, which is up... If I say the north parking lot or the main parking lot, people might know where we mean... That's going to be the first one that we put in because we think that's probably the one that gets used the most because there's a big parking area there. A lot of people start, they get out of their cars and start walking. It's an easy walk to the central garden area. So that'd be the first one, but there'll be other ones that will eventually be built also.
Yeah, that's great news. Okay, we have to take a news break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Jane, Jan, and Scott next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking all things Garden of the Gods and the upcoming 22nd annual Earth Day celebration. We have so much info to tell you about that, so stay tuned. Today we're talking with President of the Garden of the Gods Foundation, Jan Martin, is here. Jan-Ann, hello.
Hey, Renee.
President, Friends of Garden of the Gods, Scott Henty is here. Hello.
Hi, Renee. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And also from Friends of Garden of the Gods, Jane Gasco is here. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Renee.
Hello, everybody. You guys are awesome for coming in today. Now, we didn't have a chance to talk about, and I remember the big grand opening kind of towards the end of last year, right? The new Foothills Trail at the park. Yes. That was a big grand opening, wasn't it?
It was, and the Foothills, the old trail that would take you basically from the Visitor Nature Center into the main garden area was an old dirt trail. It was went over an old bridge over the old creek. It wasn't maintained that well. Certainly wasn't handicapped accessible. And so this new trail went in the latter part of last year. Matter of fact, the grand opening was just a little bit earlier this year.
Was it earlier this year? Why is my brain saying it was later last year? I don't know why.
They started working on it.
They started working
on it. That's probably why. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and it is Colorado Springs, so you're going to have to work around when you think you're going to have good weather for
Absolutely.
Grand openings, things like that.
Yeah.
But the new trail has proven to be very popular. It's concreted in. It is handicap accessible now. And my wife and I went for a run on that trail just a couple of weeks ago, and you would have thought it was a summer day with the number of crowds that were out there.
Really? Yeah. Loving the fact that they can walk, just walk into the park, right?
It'll be another great way to reduce some of the traffic through the park because now it's very easy for people to take the trail right into the park.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. And let's talk about trails. Do we know how many trails are in the park? And are there maps? I mean, there's so many trails. When you walk, drive through or even walk through, it's like, wait, do I go this way? Or do I go that way?
There are lots of trails, and I think either Jan or I could, we probably couldn't give you an accurate number. But unfortunately, a lot of the trails were social trails that were, people were hiking where they shouldn't have been, and it was destroying some of the vegetation in the park. So again, in our collaboration with the Rocky Mountain Field Institute, we've managed to close a lot of those social trails, and we've been able to clean that up and revegetate areas of the park. And then we've gotten them to focus on the trails that we actually want people to use and so that we can maintain those in a better sense.
And people not paying attention to the signs, right? Never happens where it says, do not walk off the trail. Yeah. Ever. I mean, that never happens, right?
There are maps available at the Visitor Nature Center for both trails and bike trails of where people can and can't bike. And last summer, we actually started e-bikes into the park where you can get
some... Is that like those people movers?
It's where they have some assisted... Well, we have Segways, which are you can jump on and those will take you into the park. But we also have now e-bikes, which are motor-assisted bikes. You know, a lot of our visitors are from... out of the country or
they're flatlanders, Jan.
Yeah, and the altitude gets them.
The altitude.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So anything we can do to make their trip, more customer friendly, but these are easy ways for them to get into the park.
And when they come to the visitor center, I mean, it's an experience in itself, isn't it? Jane.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, you know, out of towners, but it's our local people.
Right.
You know, they come and they really enjoy the park. And a lot of people don't get over there much. You know, they don't realize that 3 years ago, we put over $7 million at the visitor center into exhibits.
Wow.
Okay. So it's like, you know, all hands-on and unbelievable. You know, I always tell people, you need to come to the visitor center. It's a free museum.
Wow, which is incredible. And it talks about the different species in the parks, right?
Oh,
and
anything you want to know, you just touch your screen and you can look up all about the Indians. You can look about the buffalo. You know, there's over 50 different things you can do with one buffalo. You know, and you just don't realize all
right.
of this. But, you know, come to the Visitor Nature Center and, yes, you'll get all kinds of information.
Well, we actually have a movie, too, that shows the geology of the park. So it's a great first stop for visitors and even locals to come and learn about some of the history, science, geology of the park.
Well, and a student is also a top priority, isn't it? Children,
big
a top
time,
priority.
Big time, and that's something that Friends of the Garden of the Gods promotes.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks, Jane. We do. One of the things that Friends of the Garden of the Gods contributes towards is the school trips that come out there where we bring school-age kids out, and obviously we orient them to the park. We talk about the history of the park. We talk about many things that Jane just referenced, you know, with some of the flora and the fauna that's out there. And we think it's a great way to introduce the young people in this community to the great asset that they have here.
Absolutely. And I know, and I, Jane, I think we've talked about this before too. Incredible walking tours. Is that right?
Walking tours every day at 10 and 2. There's a free walking tour.
And now, do they go to different places in the park?
Yeah, we go down Central Garden around Three Graces. It's fantastic. It leaves from the main parking lot. That's the north parking lot. Mm-hmm. So if you go 30th Street and straight up the hill. But it's every day at 10 and 2. You don't have to sign up. Just be there.
You can just be there. So just you don't actually have to register.
And there'll be a volunteer that, you know, I love to do my tours. I do history, geology, Ute Indians, and whatever.
Well, it's a great way, especially if you have visitors come to town. I think one of the walking tours, because you'd be like, this is so pretty. Look at the rock.
Exactly. And there's things that they never see. I mean, they'll walk through the park and they don't see the white buffalo. They don't see the weeping Indian. We got an elephant in the park.
There's an elephant in
the
park?
Oh, yes. There's an elephant in the
park. Okay, Jane, you've got to tell us where the
elephant is. You bet.
Mm-hmm. But you have to go on the walking tour, right?
Yes, you have to go on my walking tour.
To find out where the elephant in the park is.
Hey, we got an elephant in the park. And they go, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean? I go, hey, look to your left. And it's
so
like,
see,
wow.
Now we have to go on the tour.
Wow, you have to go on the tour.
10 and 2.
I love it. I love it. Okay, and let's talk about some of the events. It seems like, and we're going to talk about, of course, Earth Day events. There's lots to talk about with the Earth Day celebration. But it seems like there is more and more events happening at the Garden of the Gods. And I love some of them. Some of them are the night walks, right? Or the moon, and you can check
out
them. You know what I mean? Like, more and more events. Who gets the fun of coordinating all those events?
We had a full moon hike last year on the night after Thanksgiving, and we really wondered if it would be well attended. We had almost 4,000 people. Matter of fact, REI pushed that, along with other activities around the nation, to do on Thanksgiving weekend. And we're told that it was the most single successful event west of the Mississippi.
Well, and you know, I remember seeing it on Facebook, and I was going to go and, because, you know, RSVP, go, and then it was like, sorry, full. I think it was like, sorry, full.
You well, it was full, but there's still a lot of people that showed up. And my wife and I both volunteered that night to help out as tours, if you will, to kind of point the directions. And we were absolutely flabbergasted by the number of people that was their first time to the park. Mm. They were not from Colorado Springs, but it was a time to see it. And we kept saying over and over again, you should come back and see it during the daylight.
Right, if you're seeing it now.
Exactly.
Now, how do you guys decide on these incredible events? Because, again, Jane, it seems like more and more events happen
all
the time.
Well, I know in February we had Bighorn Sheep Day.
Yes, and that was a big day.
And when we did that night moonlight hike, it wasn't real warm.
No.
It wasn't real warm. You know, people were bundled up going through the park, and it was just, you know, absolutely fantastic. But we have all kinds of events. You can go on the website.
I was just going to ask where they can see the events. On the website, right?
Friends of Garden of the God. Friends of the... No, we skipped the, don't we, Jan?
Friends of Garden of the Gods.
Friends of Garden of the Gods.
Here, let me look at the website. I've got it right here.
Oh, Friends of the Garden of the Gods.com. But
Friends of...
The Visitor Center. The Visitor Center.
The Visitor Center also has a website. Okay. GardenOfTheGods.com, I believe.
Yeah.
There are so many websites.
GardenOfGods.com. That's where we skip the
Garden of
the Gods.
GardenOfGods.com. Yeah. Google Garden of the Gods
exactly.
And you're going to find it. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and take a break because one of those big events that we're going to talk about is the 22nd annual Earth Day celebration, huge celebration at Garden of the Gods. We're going to get all the details next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, talking all things Garden of the Gods. From Friends of Garden of the Gods, President Scott Henty is here. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Good. And Jane Gasco is here. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Renee.
And President Garden of the Gods Foundation, Jan Martin, is here. Hello.
Hi, Renee. It's always good to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you all are here today. Love talking about Garden of the Gods. And this is a big annual celebration. It is actually the 22nd annual Earth Day celebration. It is happening this Saturday. Is that right?
You betcha. And you betcha. This Saturday, and the weather looks great.
Right. We're going to get through the roller coaster earlier, like starting tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we should be up on the instead
Saturday
of the
looks great. Every year I always say, hey, come rain or shine. We have so many things inside, but we'll have a lot of things out on the parking lot also this year.
And so let's talk about it. It starts at 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock to 3.
Okay. And it's all at the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center, or it's all over the park?
It's at the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes. And but Rockledge Ranch is open free that day.
Wow.
Okay. And parking, of course, will be at Rockledge Ranch. Okay. But, you know, people don't realize in town that there is a tunnel that you can walk from Rockledge Ranch to the Visitor Center without, you know, trying to cross 30th Street.
It goes
Street,
right under 30th.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's really good. You know, I think we're going to start it off. We'll have the Academy Falcons there at 9 o'clock.
Oh, fun.
I know I'll have Chick-fil-A with the cow. We'll be there. There's going to be a lot of other different things. I think we're going to have the Bighorn Sheep all dressed up, too. A lot of interactive activities. Educational booths, zoo with live animals, birds of prey. I know in the afternoon I'm having the Army band. I'm hoping to have the Air Force band early in the morning. Volunteer park cleanup starts at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, and that fits in, right, because of the big cleanup.
Exactly.
The big cleanup.
It's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day, and that's why,
you know, there's so many different things going on. Motorless morning starts at 5 a.m. to 12.
So it goes till noon on Earth Day.
On Earth Day.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. And, you know, as I said, this is our 22nd year. Every year we have more and more activities. One of the booths that we're going to have is Friends of Garden of the Gods. You know, people, Scott talked about Friends of Garden of the Gods. Join.
I was going to say, people can join, like a membership, right,
exactly,
and volunteer.
Exactly. This is your park.
Right.
You know, so you want to be a part of your park here in Colorado Springs.
So you can sign up for a membership, is that right?
You bet.
You betcha. Mm-hmm.
And how does that membership help if you become a member of Friends of Garden of the Gods?
Well, obviously, we take your dues, and all of your dues go towards the work that we do in the garden.
Right.
We combine that with grants that we received, other bequests, and things like that. And so it just contributes to our money, and the more money we obtain, the more that we can use for activities and improvements in the garden.
You also get a monthly newsletter that has all the activities going on in the park and really helps keep you informed on some of the projects that are being worked on and so on.
Like the new potties.
Exactly.
Just saying.
And an email blast also.
Right.
Yeah. And the monthly news are the... But it's four times a year
on the newsletter.
But it's in color and it's gorgeous. I think so because, you know, I like to get it done.
And there's volunteer opportunities as well, right? Through Friends of Garden of the Gods.
A lot of volunteers. Okay. You know, it's a great place. Summer's coming up. Hey, think about volunteering at Garden of the Gods.
Right.
You know, you meet people from all over the world. You have so much fun. And it's a great camaraderie with everyone. You know, Friends of Garden of the Gods, to be a member, it's just it's not much of a fee to join.
Right.
Okay, but there's benefits because we have different activities that we do throughout the year. And you also get a discount at the visitor center.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so they'll send you a little card for a discount at the visitor center, which is really great. It's kind of a perk.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what do we have at Christmas? We have the Christmas bird count that we do with the Audubon Society.
Right.
It's always the Saturday before Christmas. And then we'll have a luncheon after that. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And, of course, the table for Friends of Garden of the Gods will be at Earth Day
on
Saturday.
It'll be at Earth Day. Come look for us, okay? Because it'll tell you just how you can be part of Garden of the Gods.
Now, do they need to register for any of the event, pre-register for any of the events on Earth Day?
No.
Can just show up, bring the
family. It showed up. It's free family fun, so show up.
Parking will be at Rockledge Ranch. The Visitor and Nature Center parking lot will be filled with all these booths. So we're sending people down to Rockledge to park. There will be a shuttle that will bring people up to the Visitor Center from Rockledge parking.
But expect a full day. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Very interactive for the kids. And
it is.
And get to learn stuff. I mean,
and they have a craft table for the kids, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
and,
you know
and,
their attention
I mean, that's
spans
free.
Are not like,
they can go and usually it's something, maybe they'll plant some seeds, you know, to take home.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a fun day.
Yeah, it is a fun day. Again, it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center. Where can they go to get more info or if they have questions? Is there a number to call or a website to go to?
219-0108.
Okay. And that,
okay.
219.
That's a number for any information.
0108. Perfect. And parking again is at Rockledge Ranch.
Yes.
In that nice little parking area.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes, we are.
And it gets bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it? The Earth Day celebration.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing.
It is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So grab the family, grab the kids, head down to Garden of the Gods and the Visitor Center. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today. Anything else we need to touch on? Big events coming up this year, big things that are happening?
Next year is the Garden of God's Visitor Nature Center's 25th anniversary,
oh,
and so we're
going
to have some special programs and exhibits planned for that. We're looking forward to that.
So keep
25
an eye
years.
Out.
25 years. Yes.
And just one last thing: we are blessed with the nation's greatest municipal park, and it's right here in our backyard. So please come out and enjoy it.
Absolutely, you guys are awesome. Jane Gasco, Jan Martin, Scott Henty, thank you so much. And go get details. Go get become a member. Help support your park. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Colorado Department of Transportation will be here. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.